This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and we are at day one of IT Expo 2015, and I'm with Ray Pasquale with Unified Office. Ray, thank you for joining me.
Yep, my pleasure, Doug. Thanks for having me.
So we're at a Unified Communication show, and your company's name is Unified Office. What is Unified Office?
So Unified Office is a managed service provider. We started the company about 3.5 years ago to reinvent the world of voice over IP communications, unified communications, if you will, to be more explicit. The genesis of that was the sort of hyperconnectivity of society today and the real-time consumerism that's taking place, right? We're all making decisions using our smartphones, digging up Yelp, saying, who's the closest restaurant to the conference center here? And we just touch a button, and we make decisions like this very quickly. So I knew that the world needed some sort of a different service provider that had quality, the dependability, the reliability, the old-fashioned phone system that we grew up with as kids, that had an evolutionary feature set, because the world changes so fast today, faster than it ever has. And thirdly, I wanted to be able to allow you to communicate on a device of your choice. You've got an iPad mini. In fact, that's what I would call my phone. And it's always with me at 100 different offices that I work out of. And it preserves all the habits of communicating that's developed over the years within businesses. Things like extension dialing 3 or 4-digit numbers. They really don't care anymore where the communications or how it takes place. They just want it to take place. And business needs it to take place reliably.
So this is sort of an application-centric type of company. In other words, we're not worried about the device. That's up to you. We're going to provide the wherewithal to do it from whatever you want to do it from.
That's right. We're a service provider, and we're a proactive service provider as well. So we take care of all that underlying stuff, like SIP trunking and all those buzzwords that a lot of people really, consumers don't care what you're doing. They do want it to work.
That's all underneath the hood.
It's all underneath the hood. And that's what a service provider is supposed to do.
If I'm an end user and I buy from you, I don't have to worry now about going and find a SIP trunker. I don't
Correct.
Have to go find a long-distance company.
We're over-the-top carrier, if you will, without being a user.
But what are the equipment and other requirements to use this application?
You don't actually have to buy anything unless you want to. We'll supply you. It's our system that we put in your premise. We built an extensive cloud network of switches and algorithms and protocols that move around as needed to make sure that the best communications path is always available for that next video call or audio call or whatever it is you're going to do with us. Really, it's a 4-year contract typically. All the things you're used to when you sign up with a satellite TV provider, you sign up for a 2 or 3 or 4 year contract and you sign up for Verizon Wireless for your phone, that's what we are. We're a service provider, and you do the same thing with us. And so we take care of the equipment. If it fails, we replace it. Some customers want to use old-fashioned phones. We'll do that. And if you want to buy the phones that we reference you to buy, fine. You can own them, but you're responsible for your own break-fix. So we're a pretty flexible company, but we're not a product company. I think that's the important distinction I'm trying to make. It does take product, like an iPad or something like that, to use our service, and you would download a soft phone client from the app stores. We recommend a couple, but you can pick your own, as you said earlier. As long as it supports SIP, it'll work.
Now, underneath that hood, you're doing some distinctive stuff as well.
Oh, sure.
Understand, in terms of trying to save your customers some money.
Well, I'm not so sure we're trying to save you money. We're trying to make your communications more effective.
Okay.
Right.
But don't you try to sort of match up the session with the least expensive way to route the call or something like that?
No, not really. It's about quality. We announced last year, I think it was, something called our highest quality routing architecture, TCN 3.0. There's a press release out in the internet for that.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, when I said earlier about restoring quality and reliability to this new way of communicating, you've got to be able to do that before you can do anything else. And so that's not about saving you money. It's not about least cost routing through the internet. It's about the highest quality path that we're choosing. The least cost is built in already, Doug.
So you're constantly looking over the internet and saying, what's the best way to put this together?
At an applications layer level, instead of really down low in the weeds, we assume, and I think rightfully so, there's enough bandwidth in the world today. There's all kinds of bandwidth. There's all kinds of MPLS tunnels everywhere. The world is so well connected.
right.
that, you know, we could have played down there, but it's not worth it. We have data centers all around the country. It's rack space, virtual servers. We've got them in Seattle. We've got them in Chicago, Boston, Dallas, everywhere. And when we see Dallas, we're becoming congested because, remember, we're running our suite of protocols that are always monitoring this in real time, the behavior of our cloud. Mm-hmm. We will take and sort that cloud so that the next best performing data center is available for that next phone call. And by definition, if that's in Chicago, we believe you're taking a different underlying path to get there.
Right.
So we're influencing the path selection at the applications there, which is application-aware routing. If I'm getting too buzzy here, just
No, that's okay. And this is all seamless to the end user.
No, they don't see any of this.
Right.
What they see is they take their tablet out. They're in Miami like we are. They pull up their little Counterpath Bria client. They do a video call with somebody instantaneously without any effort. They can switch back to voice. They can take notes. They can do instant messaging. So just the basic communications that I just described to you is intact. And now we're on top of that. Now that we've built all this, we're starting to innovate with WebRTC. As WebRTC continues to mature, we already have a control plane built that allows people to use the browser of your choice to make communications work. So you can roll out your own call centers eventually with us. It's going to be a while. We're probably going to target that probably towards the third quarter of this year.
So that's one of the things you're coming out with. So I was just going to ask you, what's new for this coming year?
Well, this coming year, what you're seeing at this show is we announced our visual performance suite. That press release went out sometime this morning. And so now we're kind of ratcheting up the value chain, if you will, using communications to help you as a small business owner capture more revenue and become more profitable. How? Well, you get 6 phone lines coming into a fast food restaurant business, and there's 10 simultaneous callers trying to get there.
Right.
4 are going to get busy signals. And it's a very unloyal business, right? You're hungry, you want pizza or sandwiches. Sorry, but I'm going to Little Caesars or whoever it is. And so if you're a business owner there, you've got to do everything you can to be competitive and capture those orders before they disappear on you. And so Unified Office gives you that communications platform to do just that. But we didn't stop there. We built a visual performance, we call it visual performance suite, runs on a 42-inch or 50-inch screen, whatever the owners of the stores want to select. And it's designed with them, with the metrics they have in mind. We show all the calls that are currently queued up because we can do as many as 20, maybe 30 simultaneous calls. It's a function of bandwidth that you've selected as your business. But you only got a half a dozen people to service those phones. So we'll buffer the others until those CSRs, the customer service reps, are ready to answer. And while they're in the queue, we're reporting on how long they're in the queue for. The store manager is able to insert messages to upsell. Hey, while you're waiting for your CSR, don't forget a Twinkie fries or whatever they're trying to upsell. And we're actually floating messages across the big screen that the CSRs can see, teaching them how to speak to the customers as they pick them off the hold queues. So it's a really amazing thing to watch, and the CSR's behavior changes dramatically. They're actually driven by the board now instead of the phones ringing. I guess that's a simple way of putting it, but it's certainly more comprehensive than that. It gives the store owners that own groups of franchises, 75 units, 100 units, whatever, and across several states, the ability to sit home in Idaho, wherever, and access any one of their stores from their laptops or their iPads, kind of almost like a network management system, except now we're managing stores. So they can see red, yellow, green indicators and then zoom in on the state. They can see all the stores, zoom in on each store, and get a real-time view of that store's performance right there. They pick up the phone, and operationally, we can tie all those stores together in one communication system as well. So if you step beyond this inbound store communication system, you pop up, and this guy's got maybe 300 supervisors across the country, all on cell phones with hard-to-remember numbers. We can build for them yet another communications vehicle for them to call each other using 3 or 4-digit dialing, and it'll find them on whatever device they happen to have. So it's a sort of a multi-tiered value proposition to businesses.
So are you targeting people with call centers?
We, in this case, there is no call center.
Okay.
These used to be just, you know, a service person, a manager in the store, or a CSR answering the telephone.
Oh, right.
Hi, welcome to whatever pizza place this is or sandwich place. What would you like? You know, So the only thing they had was an IVR before.
Right.
Anyway, so there was no really performance metrics or business intelligence for these owners to know what the hell, you know, what was going on in their business. So we were sort of really starting to, like, change that universe for them. The interesting thing about call center with Unified Office is I just explained to you how we buffer those people in the queues that are, you know, all that demand comes in, we put them in the queues and we want the CSRs to answer them quicker. It is extremely possible for us to take and talk to that business owner and say, if you can carve out 4 or 5 people across the country and their jobs are to take overflow calls from those restaurants because the CSRs are too busy, you can easily do that with us in 20 minutes or less. That's already built into our service. So you can create your own call center that way.
Basically using the staff you have and not having to hire more people in Albuquerque or something, right?
Absolutely correct. And we're going to be integrating with their POS orders, the internet orders. About 60 to 70% of order traffic in the QSR industry is still telephone call-based. The rest is obviously iPhone, smartphone applications. And however, you know, just ordering from a smartphone is interesting, but the CSR can ignore those orders equally as well as they can ignore the phone ringing.
Right.
So we're going to be extending our analytics reach more into the POS systems and really bringing that up to the visual analytics that we have. So we've selected the QSR industry for us because it's a very fast-moving, real-time environment that, you know, just so happens a Unified Office, a solution, lends itself well to that vertical. It won't be the only vertical we sell to, by the way.
Right, I was just going to ask, which verticals are you targeting?
You know, there's any sort of professional services companies. Hedge funds are another ideal. Automobile dealerships, anybody that has to deal with a real-time consumer. And I would argue that we're all real-time consumers, even doctors now. I love my doctor, but if he doesn't get back to me in, you know, half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever my number is, I'm likely to go try to find somebody else to help me. It's just the way we're conditioned today.
What do you see ahead for 2015? I know a lot of people are running around talking about WebRTC and cloud and mobility. What are you looking at?
I think we're in a completely different place. Where we think about communications is fundamentally different.
This, that's okay.
What I see at shows like this typically is just yet more iterations on the same theme. We're talking about visual analytics, for example. We're also going to be talking about building virtual receptionists devices that allow you to have a receptionist answer on behalf of several companies sitting in Singapore. We're really going to bend the rules regarding communications in a very nice way for businesses. So it's not very specific what I just said, but trust me, we've got other stuff in the queue that I think WebRTC will be done right with a control plane that we're going to be adding. Could be fundamentally very disruptive.
Now, do you sort of see, I mean, because it's an interesting brand that you've sort of created, which is whereas everyone else is just, I'm a SIP trunker, I make phones, I do this and that, you've tried to sort of create a new idea, which is, here's one point of contact, we'll take care of all these things, all the way up to providing metrics. So do you see yourself maybe writing apps on top of WebRTC or things like that?
Perhaps. We already have an app that's written. Partially, it's sort of working. I'm not going to be able to talk about that for another couple of quarters, but I think I have to be careful how I say this. There was one Steve Jobs. He built an iPad. And so he was the tinkerer, the real innovator. And then, a year or two down the road, a billion companies start copycatting this thing.
Yeah.
So I don't want to confuse the audience by saying Ray Pasquale, your Unified Office is Apple Computer. We're not. But we are bending the rules. And as an innovator, we're doing something that I believe is fundamentally different. Yeah, it's still communications. That's not different. We've communicated with smoke signals back in the day, right? We're not like anybody else, and we're never going to be like anybody else. And I think what will happen over the next year or two is you're going to start to see people coming out trying to copycat us. And I think there are innovators, and then there are lots of followers, and I think we're an innovator. I don't know
because
how else to
describe it. You sort of decrease the complexity of making choices in this market. You know, you're basically pulling together lots of different things.
We're solving multiple layers of issues that needed to be solved so that you can just, without effort, enjoy yourself, build everything. You can't adapt fast enough to the changes that are happening in business today. You just can't as a business. It's not possible. You need a partner to do that for you. I don't know how else to put it, but that's how we do it.
And that's what you guys do.
That's what we're doing, absolutely.
Well, Ray, where can I learn more about your company?
www.unifiedoffice.com.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks, Doug.
I hope you have a great show.
It was good to see you.